Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at Menards.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. We were just talking, I think yesterday, you pointed out to me one of the road signs that was on like a parkway about the solar eclipse, right?
Yeah.
Did you happen to see the one out on Sunrise Highway right outside our building this morning?
No.
It says, solar eclipse, arrive early, stay late. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what that one means. Like, what do you mean? Because of the solar eclipse, I'm supposed to arrive to work earlier and stay at work later?
I don't know.
Or go anywhere you're going? Because they're not talking to me, unless it's a joke. But it would be just for us pulling in our driveway. But for everybody, arrive early and stay late. Because on Monday, New York, I mean, we're going to get 90% coverage. But the sign is implying that everything's going to be so backed up, we should arrive early and stay late.
Are they assuming that people are just going to stop driving?
Yes.
They're going to be in the middle of the Sudden State Parkway,
that does
in the middle
happen.
Of the expressway, and all of a sudden
people pull over. That does happen. Well, and there are more accidents because people are looking up instead of looking at the car that stopped in front of them, stuff like that.
Pull over is one thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's going to be in the left lane doing 85 and all of a sudden come to a halt just to look up at the sky. I would like to think that that's not the case.
I know. Oh, that's what I wonder. And it's an hour and a half where it's partially covering, and then it'll go to 90%, and then it'll reverse that. I really wonder what people are going
to
do.
Why do they think this is their problem to solve?
Well, if it's a safety thing, this is what they do. You know, especially with the road signs.
But what's
if it's a traffic safety thing.
But what do they think they're saving us?
There's going to be a lot of extra traffic, maybe people going to beaches and parks and stuff.
What do they think?
And it is going to go suddenly dark, and if you're driving around.
It's not going to go suddenly dark. It's going to go gradually dark and then gradually light again.
The street lights aren't going. If it gets real, I don't remember 100% how the eclipse goes as far as the total darkness, but as much as everybody's talking about it, as many street signs as there are people who are driving going, la, 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 what's going on?
Why is the world ending?
What's happening? Just think about your wife who doesn't know about certain news stories happening. She knows about this particular thing, but think about the people who just like had not paid attention to the solar eclipse whatsoever.
I don't know if I'm buying that one.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be doing it if they didn't think that.
I don't remember 2017.
I don't know why they're doing it.
I don't remember 2017 being this cautious. I don't remember road signs.
My concern is like, why does New York State feel the need to save us? Like, why do they think we need them to be saviors yet? Just go. How about this?
Well, maybe it's trickling down because Buffalo's in the path. You know what I mean?
Fill a pothole.
And other places.
Fill a pothole. You want to do us favors? You want to make sure everything is okay?
Right.
Fill a pothole.
Maybe you should say solar eclipse, fill a pothole.
Don't worry about the sign.
Solar eclipse, arrive early, stay late.
You got a missing kid and a silver alert, whatever the hell it is, put the signs up there.
Sure.
In the meantime, fix the potholes and get out of the way.
The craziest thing with all the protection stuff, the Yankees on Monday have a 2 o'clock game.
That's weird, right?
Because they have strange.
In the beginning of what
so
the
they had
is
to
supposed
know,
to happen.
But they had to know that, right?
Well, yeah, they're
scheduled. Giving out glasses, but
right? But what
they're
I'm
giving out T-shirts is what they're giving out.
But what I'm saying, what
they
I'm
should be giving out glasses.
What I'm saying is they. Because the normal home game is a 1:05 start, correct? For a day game?
Generally. For whatever reason, there's 2:05 games.
So they're doing this on purpose.
Think about what's going to happen during the game. They're going to play the game, and the moon's going to be slowly moving across the sun until, like, say, 3-something, and that's when it's going to be at 90%, and it's going to get dark, and then it's going to get light again. And it's all while nobody's going to be watching the game. They're going to be looking up to check out the sun with their glasses and stuff, and it's going to be really weird. I don't know what. I guess they'll play through it. I don't know. They scheduled it, so they must be going to play through it.
Well, the whole thing lasts, what, 4 minutes?
The 90% coverage is 4 minutes, but the whole thing's an hour and a half. Like
from
starting to cover
end.
It, yeah. It's going across slowly, slowly. Then when you get to the max point, it's supposedly like four and a half minutes.
Yeah.
So it's the Yankee game thing is weird. The street signs are weird. I don't understand the street signs really a lot. The street signs are the thing that really puzzled me.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see the rest of the messages in the next few days, if they get more and more urgent.
I'm waiting for Governor Hochul to go out there and do a press conference. And you're all welcome for us saving your lives.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm waiting for that one.
I mean, I get the path of totality in Buffalo and whatever town is in the path.
Yeah.
I get that. But I don't understand what's going on. So But so maybe what, there'll be explanations.
So what are we supposed to get, 90%?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 90% cover. So that's, I mean, it'd be pretty dark compared to what we're used to. That's for sure. We'll see. Hey, B.A.B., what's going on?
So we've all witnessed solar eclipses before, right? They never made such a big deal. Is it possible that they're choosing that day to have us not look at the sky to divert us from something else that's going to happen?
Anything's possible.
Oh,
my man.
No. What could it be?
But he does make a good point. I'm not going into the conspiracy side of things. He does make a good point. Like, it's not our first go-around on this.
Yeah.
We all remember how it was held, you know, handled with, you know, they give you glasses in school, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Why all of a sudden is it above and beyond anything we've ever seen before?
I think it's something's going to happen up there that they don't want us to see.
Are you implying they're going to introduce alien spaceships? I mean, what are you implying?
Bring it on.
I don't know. I mean, Biden's our president. Anything's possible.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Come on, man.
Be careful, guys.
Okay, you two, arrive early, stay late. Whatever that means.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thanks. Poor President Biden. He's probably not doing anything related to the solar eclipse, but somehow he gets lumped in with, what is he going to show us in the sky? I don't know, naked aliens?
Wouldn't it be great if just like last week at the funeral, Governor Hochul showed up to welcome the aliens? They were like, no, you got to get out of here. You're not welcome.
Not your job to welcome.
You're not welcome at our takeover. Get out.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.